are all weirdos.
Weird science is the revolution. Weird science is the revolution.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the My Hero Academia Manga Reading Club podcast, part of the Weird Science Family Manga Podcast Family, not a network. And I'm here with my man, Stork. What up, Stork?
What up, Jim?
What up? And we end up having number of chapter 90, Reach Out. And we were
Touch
singing
face.
Songs. Yes, we were singing songs earlier before we started here. But it's a pretty crazy chapter here because we do have All Might going up against, you know, One for All or All for One. I always mess it up.
I do too.
And, you know, we know that All Might is a little weakened, but you also find out that, you know, All for One is a little weakened as well, which All Might says. But in the meantime, Midoriya is like talking to himself and muttering, and not at one point does he mention he better hurry. And like, he knows exactly what the stakes are here, and he doesn't say it. And I actually wish he would have, in case people, I don't know that they would have forgotten.
It's a secret, Jim.
It is, it seems. And when you have, you know, All for One doing this deal, and then you even have the idea, I thought Midoriya recognized him or at least knew what he might be, but that kind of is a surprise to him as well. But all this is All Might trying to, you know, protect Bakugo, get him while also fighting, you know, All for One. And that's where you kind of run into problems. As All Might, he needs a little help. He really does, because he's trying to kind of fight while protecting, while doing all these, and he's weakened. I mean, he's got a lot of problems, but he's a true hero. And you do have at the point where, did you like it, where you even have Bakugo kind of like excited that All Might is there, and then he even gets upset when All Might gets tossed around. Like, he actually shows some emotion from it. But is this just going to lead? I mean, all I could think of this whole chapter is Bakugo is going to be pissed. Like, you're supposed to be the best. You were weak. Like, he always twists things in a weird way. But he is goodness. I mean, he continues to be a gem in his own way. And that's where I think that the best thing about Bakugo throughout this whole bunch of chapters, we're getting towards triple digits. I don't know if you know them in that. There's a very weird chapter.
There'd be something that reminded us.
Yes, I hope that they remind us at one point, like, say, chapter 99 with a weird name. But all through this, Bakugo and how characters have grown since the beginning, but they're doing it in a natural way. At no time did we sit there and think, like, oh my God, Bakugo, that's not like him. I don't think those words about, because he is so over the top, and he has what I really want to have more in the next 100 after these first 100 is to get more in Bakugo's mind to understand a little about maybe his past, because we really don't know tons about his past. You know, we know a lot about Midoriya, but we're not sure exactly what is driving.
He's so outwardly brash, but when you get the introspection, it does show that he thinks, and he's not just a total hothead, and that's not a pun.
And he thinks, he plans, he
likes All Might. We know that. So it is interesting to see him and see his growth.
And the growth being, and what I'm saying too, is we know, like, when we found out that he was just like Midoriya, that he, oh my God, All Might, he's so great, which makes sense. Most of the kids seem to be in that deal. Like, you could have played the idea that he was always an Endeavor fan. And, oh man, I'm pissed at All Might because Endeavor's that, but he's an All Might fan. And so when you're going through this, you never get more than, like, we know Midoriya growing up, he idolized All Might, the smile, he's always, but then he didn't have a quirk, so that's, you know, put him, but where's the point where we find out, like, what really makes Bakugo have to be number one, and why is he so upset that everybody's like, you're putting me behind? And I hope that we, and I'm sure we will find more of that. It could be, you know, a bunch of different things, but in this, you never know how he's going to react when this is all over, because the villains have grabbed him. And they're trying to turn him. He's not doing it. But does that, you know, excite him? Look how great I am.
We always worry about him turning.
Yeah. And then when All Might comes, like, think of this. When you ended up where he's there talking trash on Shigaraki a couple chapters ago, and then Shigaraki gets on the deal. Master, what this? And that through Bakugo. Like, I thought you were in charge. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, you're weak. You're this. And now you end up having All Might come in and can't take down, you know, All for One. Is that going
to... Yeah, so you worry about that. Like, oh, this is the most powerful here, quote unquote, superpowered person. I won't say hero, but yeah, could that sway Bakugo? But it doesn't seem like it in this chapter. No,
and then on the other side, of you still have Stain and him and his mm-hmm. message that seems to jive up with Bakugo. Does Stain come back and do... It's, these are all the layers that you think, even especially villains, because of Buck.
A lot of them that joined this league are there because of Stain. So they still respect All Might because Stain did.
Yeah. And so it's a cool play. Half of them are that. Mm-hmm. And I think the really cool play is that, like, if they kidnap Midoriya, are you going to think at any time Midoriya can join them? You wouldn't.
No.
I mean, any of the others. Mm-hmm. Todoroki, all those. Now, Todoroki at one point, maybe, but he's past that, right?
Yeah.
He's past that. But the idea with Bakugo, even though we're loving these chapters where he is like, screw you, when he goes back, mm-hmm. we're still afraid. That's how good the character has all those layers to it.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you're worried that anything can tick Bakugo off and he might just act rashly and join. It's
and the crazy thing is, he was such a jerk in the beginning that why would you care about him? But we do know.
Yeah, I actually we were talking. We're gonna have a popularity poll
mm-hmm.
at issue 100 when we go, or 99 between whatever it might be. But I'm telling you, Bakugo, he's up there for me. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm telling you, he's really up. Like, he's up there.
Mm-hmm.
He might be number one for me right now, is what I'm saying. I love him. Though, Mineta's going to be hard to beat. Like, we haven't had Mineta in a while. Like, if you had Mineta come in here and somehow, out of nowhere, he throws sticky balls at All for One, and that just kind of gets a little bit of a distraction, then Mineta's like,
come at me, bro. And then he sees Toga, and he's like, hey, what's up, Toots?
He's like, hey there, baby. And then he gets hit. Like, that's the only thing that puts him down. But again, this is what I love about these chapters and this book in general, is like, we haven't really even started. And there's so many layers coming in and the idea of Bakugo. But when you get into it too, you do have these two fighting again. And it is that, like, it does play off. It's almost like they were friends gone bad. Kind of that weird, like, talk against each other. It's
they
not
trash
like,
talk each other.
Yeah, they trash
it's pretty
talk.
Good.
But it's not like, I'm going to slice your throat because I hate your guts and you did this to me. It's like, oh, you're back. Oh,
yeah,
man, you should
really
be here. And
stronger than this. What's going on? And, oh, so why you wearing a mask, jerk?
That's the best. And again, this is the first we're seeing. Like, we don't know that's not the normal look. So I do like it. And the idea of, All for One, All for One, grabbing the powers, but not able to do as much, and cut. They're both weak right now. They're both kind of, well, it's funny because what you have here is,
it seems like they beat the hell out of each other, and that's why they're both weak, because they were so strong before.
All for One, he's coming back, so he's getting his he's increasing his power.
Right,
back
he's on the upswing, where All Might is on the downswing. Mm-hmm. So they're kind of meeting in the middle.
They're
probably
in the middle. Like, they are, like, it seems like they're right in that middle. Mm-hmm. But the problem is, again,
the longer
layers
it goes,
and thinking, is Midoriya going to be ready? Because he's the one who's going to be taking over, and it's crazy. But you do have All Might coming in and saying, I'm taking Bakugo, and this time I'm smashing you in a prison cell, you and your little league of villains. And yeah, I like where everyone's like, oh, sounds like there's a lot on your to-do list. And I'm like, it is, it's crazy. And then just ba-boom, just sends All Might just through the city. I mean, he just destroys like 80 blocks and
it's
everybody.
Like a Zack Snyder movie.
Yeah, exactly. But nobody's hurt. You end up where all this stuff going. And yeah, and then he ends up like explaining that that's the air cannon. Plus, that's fine. But you do see Bakugo react, All Might, oh my God. And everyone's like, oh, don't worry. That won't kill him. And then just says to the rest, hey, guys, you guys got to get the hell out of here. Like, you guys can't get hurt. Like, you got to get out of here. I don't want you around. So they end up, Kurigiri, you'll get the deal. You have a weird play here. Again, I think that you're explaining power sets, explaining some things. And you know, I don't know why we have to have, oh, well, why can't you make mm-hmm. the portals, you know, all for one? Like, yeah. And he's like explaining, well, actually mine are distance and I have to know that. I'm like, okay, just get out of
there. I guess it's an explanation about how he got there in the first place and why he couldn't do things, but I'm not worried about that at this point.
And it's like, yeah, later maybe it'll come into play of, mm-hmm. oh my God, but I think that later you're going to probably have to explain it again or kind of mention it. But
yeah.
This is just, it feels like this actually could have been in the back with a character profile or just, hey, everybody, this is, you know, all for ones.
I don't know how you do an all for one character profile, though, because he's got so many quirks.
Remember, though, at one point, yeah, they ended up having like that. What was it that I think it was in Jujutsu Kaisen that at one point they had to like time out. We're going to have to explain some things. Maybe you could have done that. But the way it is, it's only like one or two panels. It still felt weird. It felt more unnatural from what everything else was going. But they do zap away. And that's when All Might returns. And you have all this going down and it does look like there's going to be big trouble. I mean, you need to have All Might have some help. Bakugo steps up and again, he's grinning now, which actually is kind of cute with the idea of how All Might inspired people and things like that. I was waiting for Midoriya. Mm-hmm. Now he's my hero. He smiles all the time. But you end up where Bakugo's going to fight back at the people who are trying to grab him. He's using his, you know, his thought, his technical deal of what the fight has to be. Got to get that guy after me. He says, bastard. Mm-hmm. Got to get the masked bastard from touching me. All this. And then you have.
And it'll get turned into a marble again.
Mm-hmm. So all this going, and you then have, again, All Might just bum rushing the all for, and he just tosses him aside. Just boom. And he's really beating him up. Mm-hmm. And then out of nowhere, this threw me off a bit of, why do we have to bring up that you're not allowed to fight? Like, I get it, but, oh man, we're still not allowed to fight back. I hate the idea that they have to just die here.
Consideration at this point. It would just be, they were frozen with fear. I don't know that they'd even think about this role in it. But of course, Ida does, which I do think is funny.
Is the rule here just spelled out because Bakugo is going to be in trouble after this? If Bakugo gets in trouble for defending himself and not getting kidnapped, then I'll be so angry.
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
And it shouldn't. But just to bring it up, and then you have kind of a weird play that's like the chess match going on, but it confused me at first. I'm like,
yeah, I was like, what's this it's like a circuit board or something. I'm like, what's going on here? Oh, it's okay. It's Midoriya thinking about, if we move this way, can we get to Bakugo? And
it's odd the way the visual is, but it does show you again where, you know, Midoriya is like, and it seems like what he's explaining is, we're not fighting back or helping because of this rule. But like you said, they've been under debris. They've been frozen with fear. They're just trying. So I thought it was a little odd, but
I feel like their life, when your life's on the line, how can you punish them for defending themselves? They're not going on the attack. They're going to help a friend that is going to get kidnapped again.
This isn't like they're like in a mall and they're mad because the lids is out of a hat. I mean, they're there. And
well, I hate that. I hate when that happens, though.
The orange Julius is out of, you know, the orange Julius, right? It's out of business. See, you end up, I think that if like things happen and they're like, oh no, look, it almost has that Harry Potter feel to it. Mm-hmm. But the idea of, oh no, you guys attack back. You're
That's
in
exactly
trouble.
What I was thinking of when he got in trouble for using magic when he was defending against Dementors. And it's like, no, he's trying not to die and
when
saving lives.
When are they going
to
end up where you guys are in trouble because, you know, All For One is back. Mm-hmm. And he ended up attacking. Oh, boy, you shouldn't have.
We don't say that name.
Yeah, it's so crazy. But yeah, all this is where you do have Midoriya trying to think it out, and then he's got to come up with a plan. I wish there was a little more mutter, but you don't have a lot of time. And so two things, and one of the parts is, and I do like this chapter. I mean, we're mm-hmm. picking, I'm
oh,
picking
I like
it apart
a lot.
A little, yeah. But when Midoriya does come up with the plan, he does end up having, especially with Ida there, you know, Wolf's book Ida's not going to help. So, yeah, it's like, all right, this is it, Ida. And he says, don't even think about it. He goes, no, there's a way we can do this without actually fighting, so we won't be in trouble. And the idea that these kids have to come up with a plan because they're so afraid that they'll get in trouble of fighting, this rule has to be chucked out the window. There's no way. You got to make an addendum of, if you are anywhere around you, yourself, or anybody else who may die, you can do it. Because this could be weapon of, you know, all for one ends up having, you know, a bunch of babies around. Like, what are you supposed to do? Like, just say, oh, well, babies, you're done.
Like, I get the point in the first place where Ida looked for revenge and went out of his way by himself and put himself in danger to fight Stain. I get that. I get discipline for that. But the friends that came to help him or save him, I don't know why Todoroki and Midoriya got in trouble in the first place. And now this, it's just, it's compounded because of that.
They were just going because, yeah, they were going to try to save their friend. They could, maybe you could throw that in, but
they weren't even going to do anything. They were going to call if they found them.
And at this point, they ended up in an explosion. They're under this, they're that, and then they see all this going down. I mean, it's
I think
weird.
They'll still be in trouble just for being there because it's pretty, like, why are you guys here?
But the layer that I love here is that in all of this, Midoriya, it's almost heartbreaking where he realizes if I end up being the one, because his plan would probably end up with, and what ends up happening, they do a bunch of things to grab Bakugo, but he realizes I can't be the one who grabs him. I can't be the one who says, grab my hand and we'll save you. He won't take it.
Yep.
He hates me. He hates my guts. And then even Uraraka,
weak, even in all of this that's going on, which is crazy, he still is Bakugo deep down, and he will not get help from Midoriya.
And Midoriya realizes that Bakugo does not think of him as a friend at all. So when he thinks back at Uraraka's, like, you know, don't do it, Deku, he'll think it's disgraceful to get rescued.
That's right.
Midoriya's smart enough here to realize they're going to have to do something that doesn't feel quite like a rescue. It feels more like a, hey, buddy, grab my hand and let's get
going. But also, yeah, use Kirishima because
he's
been
the closest
close
to a friend. And that's even funny. I mean, the idea that they're sitting there with these guys and they're like, Kirishima, you're the one.
Well, he was the one that spurred them on to go do this in the first place. So he does consider Bakugo his friend.
He does.
So.
Bakugo has talked so much trash on him, like, you have my power.
Yeah, but it's
kind of
like Bakugo needs lackeys, and he probably sees Kirishima as his lackey or his
toady.
It's
funny, too, where...
But that's not how Kirishima feels.
And I think that this is also, it's a cool play, because this book, and we've talked about the Harry, we've talked about it again.
Yeah.
But it is the Harry Potter syndrome of everything runs through Midoriya. Any plans, Midoriya's, anything that goes. So this actually changes it up a bit as well.
But
even
it's also
if it is
that the
Midoriya
friends usually
do
the work, and and Midoriya just kind of slops into
so
winning.
So you have it. Yeah, exactly. So it's like, that's it. You know, it has to be your Kirishima. You're the key to success. He'll grab onto you. And I, like I said to you beforehand, the best way to play this, there's two ways. You even mentioned one, but the one that they do is tell the plan as an overall narration while it's going on. Like, say, first we'll do this as that's being shown. I like it that way a lot. Or you could just have, hey, guys, I have a plan. Boom, you go and see the plan. I hate, and it happens more times than it should, of here's the plan. And they end up telling the plan and then go doing the plan.
Right. You don't need both.
Usually the only reason you would do that is to give a little bit of a heads up. The plan is not going to work because you want that people. Here's what our plan should be. And then you see somebody trip or somebody, oh no, what are they going to do now? But this for now is going to kind of work, but it does work. I mean, you do have the things where they're like, okay, everybody has a part, except maybe you, Momo. You're not doing much. Like, maybe she could have made something a little bit like maybe a hook that he could grab onto because, you know, like, you know, or a rope or something. But you end up where they launch themselves up above. Toga's like, what is that? Like, I like her reaction. And they're just going to fly over. And then Kirishima's going to quote, hey, Bakugo, come on, come with me. And the best is, again, is Bakugo's so great. And he realizes what to do. He's smart. Because they're not near him. He has to blow. He blasts an explosion up. And then with a smile yells, "You idiots." But yes. I think that that's in a,
but look
a
at
nice
the smile
way.
On his face.
I think that's in a like, "You idiots, what are you doing? Uh-huh. You guys suck." Like, and I guarantee you, if anything, what I would like is for this to kind of go through. But again, you still end up All Might's in trouble, all that. So we'll have to see what happens. But when it's there, I want Bakugo to be like, "It took you that long," like almost joking. "It took all of you guys to come and join them." Like, even look at them. They're all like hugging each other in the air, which makes Broly laugh. But he might be saying like, "I didn't really need you." But hopefully he at least says to Kirishima like, "Hey, dude, I'm glad you guys came." And Kirishima, "It was my idea."
I don't think he will, but I'm fine with this last panel with the smile because I think that's genuine.
What happens when he, like, it's weird too, like the idea that, hey, like, here's it. I swear Kirishima could be a big factor in the idea, like, "Oh man, half of the people just said not even to go and even try to help you." Like, and then they could, like,
yeah, he might have some resentment against the rest of the class, but maybe that'll boost him, his feelings towards these ones, maybe even Midoriya.
Because, well, the other thing could be, it's like, "Oh man, this is great. I thought Midoriya, but oh, that was the plan." He might get mad at that. And then he might be mad at All Might for not for being too weak because he ended up punching a bunch of guys. And it's going to be
I'm going to err on the side of trusting Bakugo at this point because he's had so much temptation and he's come through.
Yeah, it's like I said, there hasn't been many a time where it's like, "Oh, man, that doesn't feel like Bakugo."
Mm-hmm.
If he started showing,
I don't want him to be happy. Nice.
I don't
want to
be happy, but he's got to start showing something. He's even if it's by himself that he's like looking out the window and he sees Midoriya, you know, skipping to Baloo, or he's like, "Oh man, I still hate you, but thanks." But he doesn't say it to him. You know what I mean? Like he wouldn't go to, and he still hates him. I want some. I need some little sliver of him, like.
This is enough for me, seeing the smile.
Yeah, but he says, "You idiots," and like he might actually be like, he actually says, "I don't know what the smile is. It's a perma smile. I can't get it off. Somebody
what
did
is this
something
watery
to
discharge
me.
From my eyes? Yeah. I don't understand.
It's like my eyes are raining. Yes. I got the mind
salty.
Movies. I do like "You idiots," though, when he grabs it. And luckily, I love the idea that he does grab on. So he is.
Yeah, he could have been like, "I don't need you."
He realizes he's got to get the hell out of there. Mm-hmm. And yeah, even like he's like, "You idiots," in the next panel of the next chapter is, "I know this is all Midoriya." Like he's like, "Please, I just want something." But yeah, I don't expect him and Midoriya to be hanging out right away. But what would you give this?
I think it's a great chapter. I'm going to give it a 9.5. The All Might versus All for One is huge. And just the Bakugo Rescue Brigade stepping up, and because they were frozen in fear, but they stepped up, came up with a plan, and went out and enacted it, and it seems to have worked to this point. I hope they get away. I hope everything works out here. There's still a lot going on, but the villains are warping away, so it's kind of All Might versus All for One. And now the kids are rescued Bakugo, so he can focus on that, and hopefully it works out.
Yeah, I'm not going to go ahead and look at the full chapter deal, but I wanted to see just the cover, and it is like a full page, and you got Mineta doing some moves. It's funny. The cover's really good. Yeah, it looks like it with the like with black.
Her hair's a little
right?
Big,
yeah,
longer
it's a little,
or something.
Yeah,
and like,
it's darker.
It's not
Momo, yeah.
But
yeah, no, I think yeah, it's Uraraka. It has her eyes. Mineta, look at them.
Like a Shido's outfit and
Sumi's. Yeah, it looks really cool.
Long dress on. Yeah. This is a cool page.
Yeah. Yeah, it is a really cool one. I might actually use this for a bit of a wallpaper. I like it. Got Sumi there. Looks pretty cool. I like her hair. Her big, giant feet. Look at how big her feet are. Holy moly. Oh, yeah. So I do like it. But yeah, I'm a 9.5 for this one as well. I really did like it. There were a couple things that it was like, "Oh, why'd you do that?" And the other thing that we had problems with, the idea of that rule, that's nothing bad about the chapter. That's just in general. I just don't get why they would have that in place. There has to be a point where you need to defend yourself. And even if it was that, you're not, like you said, you're not going out for revenge. You're just defending it. But it's weird. It's a weird play.
They could get in trouble for looking for trouble.
Yeah, yeah.
And I could see that. But it wouldn't be like an expellable offense. It would just be like, what are you guys
doing?
You could
just use the classic, just like Harry Potter. The idea you can't use quirks outside of the school. That's it.
But in defense or protection of a fellow student. Yeah.
And then you could, I mean, I'm telling you, not that we have to go too into it, but you could even have that little bit of a, you can defend yourself until a pro shows. A pro shows, you got to back off. Like, mm-hmm. Then that happens.
They'll be like, All Might was there. Yeah, but he's surrounded. Yeah, he's got his hands full.
Yeah, it's just crazy. We'll see. We'll see what happens from it.
Yeah, I hope they don't even focus on it.
I hope that we don't as well. But that's that. That is that. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Hopefully, as I say, always you're reading along because it is awesome. It's mm-hmm. really, really good, though. I think kind of preaching to the choir.
Best superhero book going, in my opinion.
Yeah. It really is. It really is. And again, this is a good jumping on point for a lot of people who like, say, like X-Men or mm-hmm. any team deal or any like Teen Titan. It is really good. But just as an aside, if you want to help us out for everything we do, you can check out our Patreon, patreon.com/weirdscience, where we have, I believe, 14 episodes, exclusive episodes of our Manga Monday show. Ooh. Me and Luke Hollywood talking about a chapter of a new first chapter of a lot of different mangas. So you can check that out. The show notes have the link there, but it is, as I said, patreon.com/weirdsciencemanga. So check us out there. But that is it. Thanks, everybody. And we'll talk to you all later.
See ya.
You are all weirdos.
Weird science is the revolution. Weird science is the revolution.